obviously a tough season. You know, way to end it, it always, the finality of it is always kind of tough, seeing these guys, you know, come in and exit interviews and leave and stuff. But at the same time, it's time to kind of get ready and start moving forward. So that'll take some questions.
Brian, it seemed the last two off seasons, it's if Aaron wants to come back, he'll be here. He said multiple times this year that he doesn't think it'll be just his decision. Do you guys want him as your quarterback next year?
Yeah, like I said in the bye week, I think, you know, I want all these guys back. That's part of that. He's certainly going to take some time. You know, I think that's fair. And as we work through this, I think as he takes his time, kind of makes his decision just on his playing career in general, then we'll get together and move forward that way.
Brian, he just had his least productive season of his career. He had three different injuries. He turns 40 next year. Why would you want him back? What are you seeing that would make you feel that way?
Well, you know, certainly this year was, you know, I think he was dealing with some moving pieces, some injuries and things like that. It wasn't a great year offensively for us as a whole. But, I mean, you guys saw as well. He still can play at a very high level. I really liked the way he led us. So, you know, again, I think as we move forward over the next month or so, we'll, you know, start putting these things together and see how that transpires.
To clarify, you think it is his decision in terms of coming back if he wants to be back?
We made a really big commitment to him, you know, last offseason, you know. So I think as we did that, it wasn't certainly for just this year. So, we'll, like I said, he's going to take his time, and the communication will be, you know, pretty constant as we move forward.
Hey, Brian, going into the next season, who gives you a better chance to win, him or Jordan?
Well, I mean, you're talking about a four-time MVP, right? So we are very excited about Jordan and where he's at. There's no doubt about that. But Jordan's never played a 16, 17-game season, gone through all that stuff. So it's no different than we moved from, you know, Brett to Aaron, right? You know, I mean, so you just – that's a hard thing to say. But at the same time, I mean, where Aaron's at, the level he's at, you know, he would – I think there's not many teams he wouldn't give the best chance to win.
I asked him this after the game on Sunday, too. You know, he's dropped these breadcrumbs of, you know, in Chicago, well, there's got to be mutual desire. He's done it a few more times. What would give him the impression that you guys don't want it? Because I asked him flat out if anybody has indicated that to him, and he said, no, it's just a feeling he has.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's given him. I think that's a question for him, right? No, it wouldn't be for me. You know, I think this was a tough season. You know, this was not what we expected. It was not that stretch in the middle was really hard, you know. So I think all of our players, not just Aaron, you know, there's different feelings as you go through that. So, again, I don't want to speak for him, but that's certainly a question for him.
But you have not given him.
No, we've had great conversations. It was, you know, like we always do, talk this week. It was really good conversations. And I really respect the process he goes through after the season. He's done this for a long time. What he goes through during the offseason to get prepared for a season is significant. And I understand the decision he has to make or whether he wants to go through that. So, I've always tried to give him that time. We talked about the season, what went right, what went wrong, what we liked, what we didn't, but not a lot of future stuff.